Bro.
What up?
I had some of those gummy bears.
You were fucking mud, dude.
I was so fucking high, dude.
Yeah, man.
It was actually really fun. The one night, Clarb came home with me because Shippensburg Comedy Club's close enough to my parents' house. Went and celebrated my niece's birthday. It was real fun.
Nice.
Played hide and go seek in the dark
with my family. Dude.
So fucking funny.
That's so fucking
funny. But after, my sister Katie got a little hammered. She was hammered. It was the first time she got to drink in a while. She got shit faced. Clarb started hitting the wine. I didn't drink, but I partook in some gummies.
Wow. And, dude, did you feed the masses?
I fed the masses.
No, you gave them.
Yeah, the gummies. The Gillises hit the gummies hard.
Oh, no. How'd they take
But my dad was just hammered, and he was just sitting there telling stories.
Oh, my God.
He was like shit-faced, and the stories sucked.
Really?
They were just long. It was just an old drunk dude in a recliner just rambling.
Oh, man.
And I was high enough to be like, damn, I'm watching my dad's mind fall apart. Like, it was like, I can't get high. Every time I'm high, it is a nightmare.
Well, you choose the worst venues, dude.
Yeah,
like,
I guess.
Going home, like a family drunk get-together. Actually, that's kind of what happened
to me. I thought it was going to be fun.
When I go to the beach, like with my like aunts and uncles, and they just like, dude, around the clock pound fucking beers, and I'll just eat weed gummies all day, and I'll just like around 6 p.m. we'll all be ordering pizza, and I'll just be like watching my family like drunkenly stumbling, and I'm like, God, this is fucked up.
Dude, I was high. I was very high, and Clarb and Katie were just hammered.
Yeah.
And Phil was hammered.
Sure.
Clarb and Katie also had a gummy. So my dad was just telling stories that just sucked.
You should have gave him a gummy, dude.
No, he would have died. He would have exploded. So then my other sister, who's sober, came out of the back room, and then my sister just looked at her and was like, "What's up, Ursula?" And I was like, "Don't say that. That's so mean. Why would you say something mean like that?" And then the other sister's like, "What's your fucking problem?" So there's just a fight right away.
The one they called Ursula. I was like, "What the fuck?"
Yeah, the one who got called Ursula for no reason. Like, she just woke up. Looked like shit when she walked out. So the other sister, without even missing a beat, was just like, ew, you're ugly. So then my dad tried to get involved, but he ended up yelling at the wrong sister, which was really great, because then she was like, it wasn't me, you fucking fat idiot. Called him a fucking idiot.
Meanwhile, you're fucking...
And I was high as fuck. Like,
you're in gummy land.
I can't believe she just called him an idiot. Like, she legit... Like, anybody seriously calling someone an idiot is so funny.
It's so funny.
Especially because it was a walk-off, because she was going out back to smoke a cigarette. So, she, like, while the door was closing, she was like, you fucking idiot. Slammed the door.
That's a tough final word, dude.
It's so funny.
I don't deal well with people getting the final word on me like that. I would open that door
and be like, you're a fucking idiot.
God, dude.
Oh, man.
That was so funny. How'd the squad handle the gummies?
Loved it. So fucking funny.
God damn, that's fantastic.
We were just laughing so hard. And then my niece came down, and she knew the parents were acting goofy.
Really?
Yeah, she was like, you guys are being weird. And then, of course, in my head, I was like, oh, God, she can't know. Yeah, it was a fun time.
That's a blast, dude.
I was watching this. I think I made you watch it, this YouTube video of the history of Earth.
Oh, that thing's awesome.
I watch it all the time. I watched it on gummies at my parents' house.
How was that?
And I was just like, it's incredible.
Yeah, it's
the whole thing
cool.
is so fucking good. But the one part that I was dying at was just like how historians, because I was watching it with Clarb, and she kept asking me, like, how do they know this? How do they do this? And I was like, babe, come on. I got you. I'll explain history
that's
real quick.
Fantastic.
Let me fucking drop this history boner on you.
Pause.
Yeah. And I don't know shit, but. She's a.
All you gotta do is sound
she's
confident.
A Clarb,
you look at me.
So I got right through it. But then just the part of like, he just throws it in where he's like real subtle. He's like, around this time, someone's probably taming the horse, and like that'll be huge.
Yeah.
Like, so there's all these empires being built.
Sure.
And then he's like, somewhere up in like the fucking steppes, some dude's like, I should ride that fucking horse. Then as soon as you got a hold of the horse, the whole thing changed. And they're like, we should put wheels on this thing.
Oh, my God.
Wheels got onto the horse. They're like, all right, now we control everything.
Yeah, dude.
Like, all these dudes with horses came down and conquered everything.
Couldn't do anything, dude.
Yeah, but it was so funny to, like, I was high enough to be, like, the first couple dudes to be like, I'm going to ride that fucking horse. See that, how fast that thing's going? Imagine if I could go that fast.
That's terrible.
That some dude
crazy.
Just jumping on an animal and be like, ah, like, flying.
Dude, it's insane.
And then, like, the first couple people to conquer and, like, control horses And like how fast they must have traveled.
Oh, it must have been insane.
And they would go to another town and be like, what's up? I'll be back tomorrow.
They're like,
I'm going home.
They're like teleporting.
They really were.
It's like, it's only going to take me 2 weeks to get home. People are like, what?
Yeah.
How?
Boom. It was just hilarious. Dude. And then like launch, putting wheels on it and then being like, all right, who wants to fight?
I mean,
fuck you guys up.
Just thinking of fighting a guy. I've always thought about that. I'm like, does it make that much of a difference? Like when the cavalry comes in, I'm like, I'm terrified of horses. If someone just sent horses at me, I'd put up. I'm like, all right, dude, here, fucking, you win.
Just these things might trucked by a horse.
Yeah, these things might kick me.
Sprinting full speed into you and your friends.
Even if
you're getting laid out.
All they'd have to do is put horses between me and like the other, and I had to like walk past them out of fear of getting charged or kicked. I'd be like, you guys win.
Yeah.
Then you wouldn't even have to charge me. I'd be like, if some guy coming at you on a horse, he's gonna fucking crush. It's like running. It's like someone fighting you when you're in a car and they're not.
Yeah.
It's like, yeah, dude, try to hit me. I'm going to fly by you. I'm going to fly by you and hit you with this thing. If someone ran at you with a horse, it'd be terrifying.
It's so funny, though, that just like while all these empires were being built, a bunch of morons up in like the woods were like, I'm going to try to ride that fucking thing.
Oh, yeah.
And then just that one dude's like instinct to be like, I should ride that. Eventually is just like, well, that's one of the biggest technological advances.
Huge.
Like of man. To like start domesticating animals and like control it. It's funny.
It's crazy, dude. Yeah. It's just to be like another animal and hop on another one and be like, whee! Yeah,
man, like, I'm going fast as fuck, dude. I should kill everyone.
But the fact that horses eventually give in is crazy.
Yeah, and
they horses eventually are like, cool. All right, fuck it. Like, because it doesn't make sense that would take, like, I don't know why horses would like just all of a sudden accept being dominated like that.
Yeah, it took centuries.
Yeah, well, no, if you break in a horse, isn't it like, so it doesn't take like 10 good minutes? It's not like Red Dead Redemption?
No.
So you can't, don't you hop on a horse and break it in?
I think that exists. I don't know.
It's like the cowboy world where you can fully break in a horse.
Yeah, you got to break in a horse after.
I think it's like 10 seconds. I think it's exactly. True. That's
where
the rodeo.
It bucks. You rodeo for a minute. If you stay on it, it just listens. No.
You break it in. Is that over like years?
I would imagine. And also, I think it's been bred into most horses.
It's also sick how horses instinctually recognize, whoa. You jump on a horse, the first guy was like, whoa.
Yeah, that's...
Whoa might come from it. That's a very equine...
Fuck, there was a comedian that had this joke, but it's been something that I've always thought was funny. It was what? Horses in movies about war think they're in war. You know
you
what
think
I mean?
So?
Like, they don't know this is a movie. They're charging.
Oh.
They're like... Horses have no idea.
Who said that?
I forget. A comedian said it.
Oh, that's so fucking funny.
And I was like, damn it, that was my bit that I never did.
Oh, that's so fucking funny.
Which is horses at, like, in Braveheart. Those horses were like, holy shit, it's going down, dude. Whoa, this is nuts.
We haven't done this in forever.
Yeah, dude. And it must have been in them to be like, yes.
I mean, dude, that would be going. A power move in terms of, like, just 21st century warfare. Just, like, taking the horses back up.
Breaking the horses out. Yeah. Doesn't work. They tried it.
Yeah, it's true.
The Germans charged.
Armored tanks are a little better. Yeah.
There's also one about like Free Willy. Somebody had a joke that like Free Willy, that orca,
mm-hmm.
at the moment they like he jumped over that wall, he was probably like, I'm fucking free.
Oh,
they like throw him in a net and they're like, yeah, get back in here. You're not actually free. We were just filming something.
Well, first of all, you're saying you bring up so many things. So,
wow, I shouldn't be on right now.
Now I tell you how I was trying to like just like slowly up my weed thing where like I was eating edibles, see how much I could take. The other part of it was like I would go about my day so I would see like how high I could be in my normal life without completely faltering.
Yeah.
So I was like just like pushing the fucking limit, dude.
Yeah.
I was just like going places. I went to fucking therapy, like stoned as fuck, and which was awesome, by the way. But the it was actually really tight. I was like hitting her with all these theories, and she's like,
"Are you high?"
Well, she's
like, "It smells like weed." She's like, "Yeah, that's weed. That's weed."
No, I was an edible monster.
Oh.
So, but dude, this shit I get from the dispenser, I don't know what the fuck's in it. The dosage just can't be correct because I'm like, all right, this is like probably like 25, 30 milligrams or whatever it is. I like took the tincture, go there, and it was like a late delay kick in. So I'm like pretty stoned. I'm in the waiting room. You know when you're like stoned, and you're looking around, you're like, I'm in a new place. And I'm like, first thought is like, I should probably get out of here. I should be here right now.
Yeah.
So I'm like, nope, nope, nope. So I go in there, I'm doing my thing, you know, having a good time. And dude, that is my favorite thing too, by the way, to go in there and have, that's the secret podcast where I'm like, look, lady, check this shit out. And she's just sitting there like, what the fuck? So I go home.
Damn, you get high at a therapist. That lady must hear like.
Oh, it's so sick, dude. I fucking love it.
I wonder if she's like, this guy is.
Well, I
could be retarded.
I study the subconscious, so I'm always hitting her with like subconscious theories and shit, dude. And it's just like, but it is like, you know, she's like a psychoanalysis bent, so she's into it. So it's
damn. Are you guys
data, bro? It's I would never this is violate
like Tony Soprano and his.
I would never shirt, violate dude. The sanctity, dude.
True, you shouldn't, but you know, sometimes passions.
Oh, that's
because you guys are both fucking mind fucking.
It's transference, bro. You know, I'm. You know, she's really good, but I've wondered about that. I was like, I hope I don't fall in love with this lady, dude. That'd be awkward as fuck.
Is she old?
No, not at all. My first one was a geezer. First one.
Wait, how old's this lady?
I don't know. Probably like roughly. 30, early 30s.
You're in love.
No, I
have. You have to be in love.
No, dude.
I love her.
I know. It's.
Just I love her. Off this story, I love her.
I actually, I will say this. So I forgot all about this.
I definitely love her.
So I'm in there and we're talking, and I don't know how this comes up. And I was, what the fuck? I don't know. I literally don't know how it led to this, but we're talking about like when I was little, and I was like, we're talking about getting teased, and I was like, oh, I used to get teased all the time. Yeah. She's like, what would people say about you? And I was like, and I started laughing. She's like, what's so funny? I was like, my brothers, I was like, my thighs were always so big for my pants when I was little. Dude. I was like, my thighs were always so big. And I was like, my brothers used to call me Thunder. She was like, oh, that's terrible. And I was like, no, I was like, I said, why are you laughing? I was like, I don't know. Like, the fact that my brothers call me Thunder Thighs makes me laugh so fucking hard.
Yeah, it's hilarious.
And I was like, it actually really, I remember the time, like, I would walk when I was in eighth grade and I'd feel my fucking fat thighs in my Flynn O'Hara pants, dude. And I would just be like, oh my God, dude, everyone can notice my fat thighs. And I was like, no one ever said anything. My one brother, the one day, was like, what's up, Thunder Thighs? And I was like, dude, so I come out of there.
I told you, I was laying on the floor one day. It still haunts me. Remember I made fun of you for having bitch hips? Yeah, yeah. That was just me transferring that to someone else, dude. I was laying on the floor. I was laying like on my side.
Like Cleopatra?
Yeah, like a Greek just waiting for grapes. I was laying on the floor on my side, and my sister was on the couch behind me. I was a kid. I was like watching TV. Both of them were behind me, and they were both like, you got bitch hips. And I was just like, I don't even know if that was a thing. Like, I was not ever worried about my hips.
Dude, you hit me with that about a year ago, and I've been fucking working furiously with my bitch hips, dude. My bitch hips come back.
It's all right.
If I eat too much salt, my bitch hips appear. I'm like, oh, no. My life is just a struggle against my bitch hips and my thunder thighs.
Sick ass thighs. You thighs.
Now, I was telling her, I'm like, you know, now I'm pretty cool with my thighs. They're just, I've come to grips with the fact they're just bigger than natural. So I come out of the place. Directly across the street is a big sign. It's a store called Thunder. And I was just like, I instantly took a picture. I was like, I won't make a habit of texting you, but this was just too funny not to send you.
Oh.
She was like, okay, very funny. Like, because you're not supposed to, like, start, like, a...
Oh, shit.
I couldn't resist. Dude. I come out all of a sudden. I'm all stoned, and I just see Thunder on a billboard, and I was like, no.
That's so funny.
Dude. So then I go home. Everything's cool. Catch a lift. Do my thing. And see my babe off to work. And then I'm like, fuck, I gotta take a shit. So, and it hit me. I'm like, damn, I am fucking stoned. Like, the edible part kicked in. Fuck, because I smoked a bong, took an edible, then went to... So I was like, I was on like a time release type. I was a time bomb. So I was like, so I go in. I'm like, oh my God, I got a shit. And I'm like in my house kind of like, I don't know if you ever got like real high in your house and like it's like the middle of the day and no one's there. And I'm just kind
of
like...
Yeah, that's exactly what happened when I checked Reddit.
Exactly,
middle
dude.
Of the day, I was like, I just got NBA 2K19 on Xbox.
Yeah,
this is going to be a great day. While I'm sitting there, I'm like, let's check out Reddit. And I'm like, what? What the fuck? Dude, it ruined my day.
Oh, of course.
It took, and then I woke up the next morning like, what a fucking pussy.
Yeah.
But at the time, that was,
dude, when you, like,
getting
I said,
high midday, just like, well, I was excited. I was like, I'm alone. This is going
to
be great.
It's going to be fun as hell. Well, this is my thing. It's like, I've been trying to get to the point where, like, cause if I eat a strong enough edible, I can smoke weed forever, and it just doesn't anymore. I need the edible. I need that shit to hit my liver and, like, multiply.
Dude,
I need the gremlin effect, dude. It needs to hit my bitch hips and fucking, like, super Saiyan mode. So then, like, I'm in my house, and, like, if I get, like, really, really stoned, like, I'll start, like, my body feels weird, and then, like, things start to look just, like, wrong in a way that I can't explain. I'm like, oh God. So I'm like, I gotta take a shit. And I'm like, but then I get to that level and I'm like, fuck yeah, dude, I can get myself out of it, which has been my magician trick. Yeah, I've been getting really, really good at it. But then, dude, so I'm taking a shit. I'm like sitting there. I asked you this before. Have you ever taken a really like a shit while you're high?
No, but now when I get high, I think about you saying that to me.
Dude. So this is like not my first rodeo taking a really stone dump. So this is probably like my seventh. So I'm sitting there and dude, it just so happened with all like the I'm not eating totally plant-based now, but I eat a lot of like plant-based stuff now. So I'm taking like just like fucking 14-inch dumps that like just don't stop coming out. So I'm just sitting there and I'm like my like ass is numb and I'm like, is it? I couldn't tell if it's still coming out. I'm like, what the fuck is happening to me? And I'm like, trying not to bug out. So like, I get up from that. And I'm like, trying to keep it cool. And I start wiping my ass. And I get so deep in thought while I'm wiping my ass that like,
yeah.
I literally this happened to me too one time when I was making a peanut butter jelly. Like, I'll get so deep in thought that like my surroundings just disappear to where like I'm not even like aware of anything.
Yeah.
So I'm like, I don't know. God knows what I was thinking about. But all of a sudden, I snap back in. I'm in my bathroom. I didn't recognize where I was for like a good solid 3 seconds. Like I sat there and was like, "You ever wake up? You ever sleep at a friend's house and wake up and you're like,
dude, I sleep between Philly, home, exactly. and New York, and travel,
dude.
There's multiple times now I'll wake up, a lot of days where I'm like, am I in Philly or New York? Or,
exactly, yeah, dude. So I just come to from thoughts that I can't even remember in the bathroom, like half, like mid ass wipe to being like looking around, like where the fuck am I? And then I was like. Oh my god, I'm in the bathroom of my new house. Oh my god, I live in a new house. That's so fucking weird. Oh my god, oh Jesus Christ. Dude, it was just fucking like, and then I got it together. But dude, it was like, when I get super, super high like that, the only thing that brings me down is I'm just like, I'm going to get it together. I'm going to start reading a lot and stuff. I'm gonna start being a good boy. I'm going to stop smoking weed, which brings me to my fucking new regime, dude, which is now it's once a month. Sustain all of it, but once a month, I'm going to get blast off into the stratosphere. I already told my babe.
March 14th.
Oh boy, dude!
Live podcast.
No. This is once a month in like total in like seclusion. A dark room. I told my babe today. I'm like, once a month. I'm like, you gotta fucking, you know, I'm gonna do it around your schedule and you're gone. But I'll say one day. It's all I want out of the month. Leave me the fuck alone. I'll be upstairs on the third floor. I might get a tent. I was thinking about that. Put it up there and just fucking spend a whole day in a tent upstairs, dude. Just 24-hour period. Once a month. So that's my new routine.
You could be in that tent for 15 minutes and be like, I'm fucking retarded.
No way.
You could be Alex Jones out and be like, I'm actually a little bit retarded.
Dude, Alex Jones has been freaking me out. Hold on, I got one. Go ahead, please.
You're going to love this. I got high and I was watching a movie with my roommate.
Mm-hmm.
And when the movie ended, we both were going to bed.
Mm-hmm.
So he was behind me walking to the bedroom.
Oh, so he has to walk through your room?
Yeah. But I said goodnight to him. I was like, all right, man. Good night. And he was like, all right, see ya. And closed the door. And I laid in bed for the next 2 hours. Just like, am I fucking gay? I was like, who the fuck says goodnight, dude? This guy definitely thinks I'm a fucking weirdo now.
Dude, my a boy loser. Says it. My friend says that all the time.
I said goodnight to people. I didn't think it was that weird. And then I said goodnight to another man night and laid in bed like, what the fuck?
Dude, it's funny. That's such a funny thing.
It's funny. I know. I knew I couldn't get out of it. I couldn't get out of it.
You couldn't get out of the goodnight?
That was stuck in my head till I passed out. I was just in my head like, is that weird?
No,
am I weird to say goodnight to somebody?
I think that's a nice thing. The one guy I know,
goodnight, dude.
One of my old bulls, dude, he'll hit me with that. I'll be like, all right, goodnight, buddy. And I'm like, thanks, man, goodnight.
Yeah.
I called him the other night, and I was heading down to his place. And I was like, well, you're going to be up for a while? He was like, I'm not long for this world. I was like, dude, what? Oh, my God.
It's almost like an unwanted I love you. Or like a
good night, yeah. It's like pretty intimate.
If someone hits you with like, all right, dude, I love you.
Yeah.
That it's awkward to be like, I love you too.
I know.
Saying I love you isn't bad. Saying I love you too back, that's when it gets weird.
Because yeah, especially if you hesitate. If you're just like, I love you too.
It's like, all right, bro, I love you, dude. Also, it's like, I love you too. Good night. Also, it's how you say good night. If you're like, all right, good night, dude.
Yeah.
Normal. If you're like, all right, good night.
If you like a sing-songy, like, good night.
I think I did. Oh. That was the debate in my head for like 2 hours.
Like, how I said
good night. Because I was like, if I'm just like, all right, good night, dude, totally fine.
Yeah.
But if a dude is walking through my bedroom and I'm like, all right, good night.
That's fucking hilarious.
Yeah, this is it.
Dude, I tell you what happened to me today.
What's that?
I inadvertently, dude, trying out my little fucking tinctures and shit, I got so fucking high today.
Today?
Yeah.
You don't seem high.
I've been...
You're high as fuck?
been high as fuck, dude.
Really?
Been high as fuck.
Normally I can tell. You don't seem high at all.
I almost left before. I was about to be like, how can I get out of this? So
oh,
like,
really?
That high to where the point where like, well, first, these I'm getting these tinctures from the fucking dispensary, and they're supposed to be like a certain dosage. So I'm fucking trying to work them on myself, you know, to see how they're going. Dude, these things are so much stronger than they advertise. Yeah. Unless something I'm doing, I don't know what it is. But I've been getting fucking... I was getting a haircut the other day and fully was like compressing in on myself, like, God, like just fucked up. Here I am again. I fucking drove. I was like trying to slug that food down. Like, you ever get really high and eat too much and you're like, ugh. Like, it's just a lot chew and process food. Did you ever take a dump while you're really stoned?
No, I don't know if I have. Dude. I don't remember. Yeah, I'm sure I took a shit while I was high.
Did you ever cry while you're really stoned?
No.
It's a horrible experience, dude.
Holy shit. Yeah, I bet it is.
I did that once when I was in my younger, my early 20s, dude.
You got high and cried?
I was like real stoned and then I fucking cried. it was like the most gut-wrenching, horrible thing.
Wow.
Well, it was actually kind of nice, but I remember just being like, who the fuck cries while they're high? And I was like, oh.
I see a lot of people in spandex. Dudes.
That's become the new thing at the gym, dude.
Acceptable.
Yeah, like, dude's dressed in like fucking mocap from Street Fighter. Did you ever see that dude?
No, but
he's in the one Street Fighter where he's in like the blue suit where like, he's supposed to be like on a green screen. Yeah, dude, they're wearing fucking spandex pants. It's like, dude, have some fucking
dude. Be like me. Just hit the Stairmaster for 5 minutes and get the fuck out. That's how you go to the gym.
That's exactly how
Once
you
a week.
Yeah.
5 minutes on the Stairmaster.
Dude.
Bounce.
Tell you what you do, dude.
That's how I'm fucking jacked right
here's
now.
I'll give you my.
See how thick my ass is right
I
now?
Like that exercise plan. Here's mine, dude. Right. You fucking go to the gym, you wear like 4 layers of clothing, take it all off into your shorts and t-shirt, usually that are a matching color, green, green, gray, gray, and then hit the fuck out of a punching bag for 3 minutes and leave. That's all I do in the gym now.
Dude, you and me have sick workouts.
The other day was going to. I started going to yoga too. I found another place. 21 days, $21. So I've been going to. I'll go hit if they're the same place. So I was like, I pay $21. Now I hit the punching bag and I go do yoga, dude. But the other day I called Brittany and she was like, "Well, you're not going to have any time to be at the gym." I'm like, "I only need 3 minutes at the gym. I hit the punching bag as hard as I can for 3 minutes and I leave." And she was like, "What the fuck?"
Dude, what's funny is if you and me saw each other at the gym, I'd be like, what a fucking... We'd both look at each other and be like, what a fucking weirdo. I'd literally walk in and do 5 minutes on the fucking Stairmaster. I'm like, I am fucking beat.
Well, it's funny. We'd clock in and clock out at the same time and be like, this guy knows what the fuck he's doing.
Yeah, that's a quick workout. That's all you need. You just need to shock the system. You need to jar it loose.
It's just muscle confusion, dude.
My muscles are so confused.
They don't know what to expect. Like,
why are we doing steps now? Been avoiding steps for years and now we're hitting them hard.
The Stairmaster freaks me out because it's like I'll start doing it and I'm like, am I walking up like 50 flights? It's like, this is crazy. I'm not doing this. It freaks me out.
It crushes me.
I get vertigo thinking about like how high I technically am.
You can watch it. You can see how many stories you climbed up. Dude. That's fun.
I don't have a thing against heights. It's just when I'm climbing and going nowhere, I'm like, what the fuck?
Yeah, it's and then hot chicks destroy the Stairmaster.
Oh, they do two at a time. And
there's a chick
like
next
really
to me.
Shows,
yeah,
oh,
she was doing
man.
That. She was hitting two steps at a time, sticking a leg back. Like, she was doing, like, stretches. And I was gassed next to her. I was right next to her, just like...
You're turning it down from one. You're like, oh, God.
I actually hit clear when I got off. Because I knew she was going to look and see what I just did. I was like, I can't let anyone see that.
You should stand at the top of the Stairmaster, ride it down, and then jump. And then get back on, climb it up, ride it down, and then jump. Or try to practice like an escalator butt slide on it.
True.
That would be tight, dude. Oh, my God.
Oh, man. So, how are you? You doing good?
Chilling, man. I've been in my little corner of the world just doing my thing. I got into hash making. That's like my...
Hell yeah.
Yeah, I've been trying to. I've actually revolutionized the dry ice method. Yeah,
nice.
It's no big deal. You just add water, shape it, heat it, mold it back. You can make it. It usually comes out like a dry sift material. I figured out how to make it look like bubble hash. No big deal. But,
not a big deal.
I looked on the internet for like 2 days, didn't find anything, and revolutionized the process. It's like, whatever, it's no big deal.
Not a big deal.
Next.
Yeah, next. Thank you. Next. Next project.
It's so funny because I was like, such a sick proprietary way to do this. And like everyone I see, I'm like, here's exactly how you do it.
Yeah.
I've been studying the ancient art of making charas, I think it's called.
Yeah.
Ancient hash making, so I've been doing that.
making, I just like have my little thing from the dispensary and make my little ball hash, and I'm like, it is done. I went to the place, and the guy's like, what are you doing with dry ice? I was like, I'm just putting it in my freezer.
Dry ice.
He's like, oh, that's cool. I was like, cool. I was like, yeah, I'm just, you know, just putting it in the freezer.
He's just like, all right. He's like, I'm a science teacher. Yeah. This is what you got to say.